Altogether, the department and Chief Mark Mew recognized the actions of 27 individuals in 16 different events. Three of those situations resulted in officers receiving a life-saving award. Police spokesman Lieutenant Dave Parker said officers David Burns and George Vrablik performed several cycles of CPR on a man who collapsed at his workplace. Officers Kristen Moulton and Joseph Rubel saved a bicyclist struck by an SUV and who, due to excessive bleeding, was unable to breathe.
Officer John Daly, Kyo Fujimoto, and Richard Sargent were confronted by a fellow who was bipolar, holding a knife to his throat, and he jumped off a table and stabbed himself, and they were able to apply the correct life-saving measures, and then he was transported to the hospital, and his life was saved.
Two officers were given the police shield, recognizing those severely injured in the line of duty.
Both Officer Jennifer Pierce and Randy Hughes were struck by drivers who were driving either recklessly or one was DUI and nearly killed both of them. Both had to be transported out of state for medical treatment. And Jennifer Pierce now is back light duty. We're still waiting for Randy Hughes to get back, but we're hoping he'll be able to come back.
The third category in APD's quarterly awards and recognition list.
A chief's letter of recognition is given to an employee for an exceptional performance in their work.
Officer Scott Houston received such a letter for leading the effort to clean up a problem address, specifically the apartment building at 425 Price Street.
A couple years ago, we had a shooting right there in the parking lot behind it. It's just north of the Boys and Girls Club in Mountain View. The building was occupied by juveniles and gang members who were creating a problem. So he took this on as his own project, and a lot of the people got evicted from the location.
Lieutenant Parker says recognition letters also went to four dispatchers who coordinated the efforts of officers in unusually difficult rescues. Among the private citizens honored by the department, Brian Wood and Ronald Rondo received the Citizens Award for Valor.
They observe a male hitting his girlfriend inside of a vehicle, and then they witnessed him brandishing a gun and smack the woman in the face with the dashboard of the vehicle. And ultimately, when they intervened, the suspect pointed the gun at Byron as he tried to help the victim. Even after being threatened, they stood in this guy's face and protected this helpless woman.
The suspect was later arrested for felony spousal abuse. Merit certificate recipient Tidipeo Taniutu saved a suicidal man attempting to jump off a bridge above the Glen Highway. Letters of recognition honors went to Rebecca Muir, who observed a DWI drug situation endangering a toddler. Trista Wilson located a mobile home fire, called police, and assisted the victims. While Stephen Winitsky, John Prentice, and Jesse Booth helped an officer who had been sprayed in the face during a traffic stop. Police spokesman Parker said in the past these quarterly awards and recognitions were somewhat quietly distributed, but that the department now wants to make the community more aware of these extraordinary efforts by police staff and private citizens. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.